Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
We are 3 days away from Country 500, everybody.
Crazy. It's already here.
Yeah, which, by the way, when you win your tickets, you're going to get them five times a day. You're going to get a free poncho.
Oh, that's cool. So nice of you.
Yeah. Are you going to sign it?
I don't know if you're going to want it. It's going to be 99 cents from Walmart.
Hey,
but
it'll
be
worth it.
You may need it. Yeah. Seriously, though, we are going to have those tickets for you. It starts today, this morning, at 7:10, like every morning. But you're going to have to play the O-Town Showdown.
Yes, and we have meet and greets for you this morning,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Billy Currington.
Yeah.
Meet and greets in the O-Town Showdown. So the rest of the week, too, it'll be a new meet and greet for somebody else.
Sweet.
With those three-day passes.
Yeah, and you know, of course, we want everybody to have these experiences of the meet and greets. But we especially want Billy Currington fans to meet Billy Currington. So these questions for the O-Town Showdown are going to be very Billy Currington-y.
Even if you know him a little bit. You'll be okay. Just Wikipedia him right now.
There you go.
It's going to be a great moment, everybody. You got an all access?
Yeah, man. Last night, the Voice finale was on. And was it Team Kelly? Team Adam? Who won? I mean, it might be a big surprise. But also, there's some interesting things going on with the new season of The Bachelorette. Because there's a lot of guys here from Central Florida on the show that starts next week.
Wow.
So, yeah. Coming up in 10 minutes, I got all that for you.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Good morning. So last night was the season finale of The Voice, which was crazy. I feel like this past season of The Voice really went on for a long time, but it was Team Kelly who took it home for her very first season ever on The Voice, Bryn Cartelli.
The winner of The Voice is Bryn Cartelli. You did it.
Now the cool thing about this is that she's the youngest winner ever. So think about all the young people that have won. Danielle Bradbury was super young on Team Blake years ago.
Yeah,
she was like
Cassie,
16.
Cassie on there? Yeah.
Yeah. So this girl, remember, she just turned 15 a few months ago.
That's so crazy. Wow. And, you know, this is definitely life change for anybody who's been on the show. But definitely when you win, isn't there like pressure too to have to be somebody now?
Well, and it's interesting because Kelly Clarkson, like backstage, she was saying how Bryn Cartelli pretty much has it all together. Like she pretty much hardly had to coach her. Even at 15 years old, she had like her ish together.
Does that factor in like your age? So if you're just as good as somebody that's 25 at the age of 15, do they say the 15-year-old should win? Because she's younger.
And maybe has more time to like even polish up even more.
Heck yeah, they can work on her.
I mean, I guess, yeah. So there you go, Bryn Cartelli won. In other news, so now that The Voice is over, American Idol's over, starting next week, guys, I just know you'll love this one. The Bachelorette is back. It's with the chick, Becca, who was basically the one that got shafted last season. He left her for the other girl that he wanted instead, even though he had proposed to this one. So anyways, the cool thing about it is that there's going to be some guys from Central Florida on the show that we're going to be able to watch. There's Connor. First of all, he's from a little bit down south in Florida, but there's a guy from Sanford, a few guys from Orlando, but there's like, I'm telling you, like eight guys from Florida.
I just hope they represent us well. On those nights that they get them all liquored up and get all the guys talking to each other.
Jeez. Every night.
So what do you do for a living?
We're definitely going to see that coming Monday night on The Bachelorette, the new season of The Bachelorette. And also in other news, don't forget that we have tickets for you five times a day for Country 500. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 2, and 5. But the cool thing about it at 7 o'clock is you're winning those meet and greets today. They're for Billy Currington. So that's coming up in the O-Town Showdown.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
Obie, Ashley, Slater in here. This is K92.3's Obie and Ashley Morning Show, where every morning at 6 o'clock, we get the privilege to play the national anthem. The national anthem definitely deserves to be played in respect of individuals out there who really help make the world go round.
Yeah, well, and you know, there's a lot of stories locally that we see on the news or that we'll get from listeners in our email. And this morning, that's exactly what happened, is one of our listeners who we hear from a lot, we see at a lot of shows, Mike Miller, actually sent this about a 25-year-old Daytona Beach police recruit whose name was Thomas Coulter. He was actually training to become a police officer. Apparently, you know, this is all he wanted to do. All he ever wanted to do was be a police officer. But unfortunately, during training, during jogging and whatnot, he had passed out. And over the weekend, looked like he was getting better. But on Monday, did unfortunately pass away. So it's just, you think about, you hear the stories about the police activity and them getting injured on the job or, these days, unfortunately, the realistic reality of it, shot at. But this was just kind of one of those freak things that happened. And this guy wanted nothing more than to help his community and be a police officer.
And how old?
Only 25.
I mean, man. To him this morning and to all of you who put on that uniform every single morning and to those of you who have put it on for years and even to those of you who have had the opportunity to retire, this is a guy who didn't even get a chance to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
So to you guys this morning, we respect you and you deserve the national anthem every morning.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly dreaming, and the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. No, Jose, does that star-spangled banner yet wave. Ooh, the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up, gets me in a good mood every morning.
Oh yeah.
K-82-3. Mono, city to city, the stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Let's do it.
Good morning, ladies.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Woo-wee. So we're to understand we got ourselves a sister showdown here.
Oh, boy.
Patty of Winter Springs?
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hello, Patty. All right. Hey. Going up against Tracy of Sanford.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey.
So who wants to beat Billy Currington with these 3-day passes to Country 500?
Oh, I do. It's going to be me. Hopefully it'll be me.
All right. So here's the way the game's played, ladies. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Hello. Delicious. Those roses on the shirt.
So this girl, she's got 3 questions for you. The questions, they're not that hard.
No. Nope.
Because it's really not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest.
Wait.
Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this here showdown, right?
All right.
Cool. Okay. Let's get to those buzzer sounds. This will be the sound that you make when you think you've got the right answer. Patty of Winter Springs, what's going to be that sound for you?
It's going to be Daytona.
Daytona.
Okay. Love it. Tracy of Sanford, what's going to be your sound today?
I'm going to say Uber because I feel like an Uber driver with my kids.
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Uber, 2. Water, Andrew and sweet. Brooke.
Oh, great.
Love it.
Those kiddos. All right. Love it. Okay, so guys, let's get those buzzer sounds one more time, and then we're going. Patty of Winter Springs.
Daytona.
Tracy of Sanford.
Uber.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number 1. So since you're playing for Billy Currington meet and greets for this weekend at Country 500, these are about Billy Currington. In the song Good Directions, what vegetable was Billy Currington selling on a flatbed truck?
Uber.
Okay, what you got, Tracy?
Corn.
Oh, it's not corn. Patty for the steal.
I don't know.
carrots, so I don't know.
All right. Okay, the answer was
selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
Turnip.
No problem. Let's get a new question, number one.
Here we go. What state is Billy Currington originally from?
Georgia. Daytona.
Patty, go ahead.
Georgia.
Yeah. Always on my mind. You got that sound just in time.
Good deal. So that's Patty with one. Tracy, you need at least one to stay in the game.
Okay.
Here we go. Question two. In Billy's number one song by the same title, he said, people are what?
Daytona. Uber.
Oh, whoa. That was Patty.
Crazy. Yeah!
Well done. Well done. Tracy, you know, this is everybody's favorite part because all of us, even the crazy people in their cars with their arms wide open, it's all for you in this air hug. Bring it in, girl.
Thank you.
Love you, Tracy. Love you. Love on those kids for us. And guys, thank you for participating in another edition of
The O-Town Showdown.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Obie and Ashley in the morning. This is K92.3, and we're up to something sneaky, sneaky.
Very, very sneaky. We have a Backwoods Waldo in the house, and if you're like, what is Backwoods Waldo? It's Waldo dressed up in all camo.
Hey, guys.
That we're sending out tomorrow morning in Apopka. Not going to tell you the exact location yet, but to the point, to the important part that you really want to know. He's going to have Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt tickets for you and a signed Sam Hunt hat that you are going to find Backwoods Waldo to win.
Okay, so again, for people who are like, what? Tomorrow, we will be in Apopka. Tomorrow morning, we've got your tickets to see Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt. This is a huge show.
Five pairs, by the way. So not just one. You don't just show up and you're like, oh, man, they're gone. No, you're going to get there, find Backwoods Waldo, five pairs of tickets.
You do have to find him, though. So it's like the book, Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
You got to find Backwoods Waldo. He's got those Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt tickets.
Yeah, no red and white stripes involved here. It's camo. It's Backwoods. And if you really want to get like a little hint and a head start, get on the Obie and Ashley Facebook page because we're posting pictures right now of Backwoods Waldo.
This is ridiculous, guys.
It's for real, though.
But if you find Backwoods Waldo, legit, you could be on your way to Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, and have a signed Sam Hunt hat. That's awesome. Backwoods Waldo, good luck.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
So yesterday, Ashley, we're really sorry that you couldn't join us.
I'm so devastated.
You're being very dramatic about something that I don't find offensive here in the studio.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking about Slater's boot. We talked about this yesterday, how Slater has this boot that you've been wearing for how long? 2 months now?
Yeah, it's been almost 2 months. It was Easter that I put this thing on my leg, and my leg sweats, and I have to wear it all the time, even when I'm sleeping.
Uh-huh.
So I got caught in the rain the other day, and it really started reeking.
And he knew how bad it smelled that he warned us when he came in Monday to be like, hey, guys, just a heads up. Because he knew I was getting a whiff of it over here. So he's like, I might as well just tell him and not try and hide it. Because you know when someone tries to hide an odor, it just makes it worse.
This was Ashley.
Because he put it in my face.
You only could smell it here.
It's not that bad.
I mean, it was wretched. And then Obi's like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, because he's 10 feet away and doesn't smell anything over there. And then when he actually does put his head to it, he's like, hold on, let me get closer. He starts like going like wafting the air to make it. He goes, all right. It is kind of bad.
It's like it was like foul blue cheese is essentially what it was. Well, I want to thank Nisha Blackwell Williams because what does it smell like now?
Honestly, I can't smell it. And I think it might have to do with the fact that they clean the carpets in here, too. So that smell's definitely helping.
See? No, but it was our listeners who reached out to us yesterday and gave us advice on what to do with those naughty foot.
So glad they did.
Said you can actually put it in the washing machine, just dry it, air dry, and now it's...
You know who I know who's really thankful, though, because she posted on it as well? Your wife. She was like, somebody please help. I have to deal with this in bed and trying to sleep at night.
And she's pregnant.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Scott, what part of Orlando are you in?
Okay, and then Windermere.
Okay. So tell us about your date.
All right. So here's the thing. I went on a date with Dominica. I kind of splurged. She's a season pass holder at Disney. And I said, why don't we go to Epcot? We can drink around the world. It'll be a blast.
Uh-oh. That's fine. No,
getting
yeah.
into the park, you know, I'm buying stuff at every little stand, you know, in Germany and Japan.
Wow.
And we get to the end of the date, and I haven't heard anything in like a week.
How did it end? Like, did you guys both drive to Disney, meet there, or what?
We rented an Uber, and I don't really remember what happened at the end, because we had been all the way around the world.
All right, okay, well, yeah. you know what we do here, right? Like, you know that all we're going to do is try to call her, and we're just going to see if we can't get you two talking again, okay?
Okay.
All right,
I mean,
okay.
Maybe I did something embarrassing at the end. I don't really remember, but I don't think so.
Sure, right, there's okay. nothing that you want to tell us before we get her on the phone.
Nah, let's go.
I wish I could.
All right, do us a favor. Just try to stay silent.
Hello?
Yes, Dominica, please. I hope I'm saying that right. Dominica?
Who's calling?
This is Obi and Ashley.
Hey, Dominica.
We are a morning radio show team, so we're on the air right now with K92.3, the big station here in town.
What are you calling for?
Well, we're not solicitors or anything like that, so I feel like sometimes this can take you off guard, but we're really reaching out to you regarding a guy that you want to date with. His name's Scott.
Oh.
He reached out to us to get a hold of you?
That's weird. That's super weird. Well, I don't want to talk to you guys about that.
Well, okay. So all we do here is we just try to get you guys to go on another date, if that's even possible.
How did you guys get my number? Like, what do you guys even know about
the
first
pretty
date?
Much opened up to us, and you're avoiding him.
Yeah.
So I definitely hear in your voice that, like, this is a sensitive subject, and we're just trying to help the both of you out. That second date, it's not going to happen?
No, not at all. No, no.
So what happened during the first one?
We got kicked out of Epcot, and I got my season pass revoked. That's what happened. That's the bottom line of what happened. That's what happened.
Oh, that's horrible.
Was this because of him or because of the both of you?
Yeah. No, it's completely because of him. He got handsy with Goofy. That's the first thing he did.
Handsy?
Handsy. Real handsy. Like, trying to be funny, I guess. I don't know. And then we got a warning. Like, security was made aware of our presence. And then there was a wheelchair. It was like somebody's actual wheelchair outside of a restroom. He got in the wheelchair and started trying to do donuts. And
oh, my God.
In the wheelchair?
Yeah. And I couldn't get him to put it back. And thanks to him, I lost my season pass. I cut every week, and I go to Disney all the time.
Oh, my God.
No, it was absolutely horrifying. Security had to escort us out of the park.
Oh
my
that
God.
That is really embarrassing.
Okay, so Dominica, we knew nothing about this, and I think it's an appropriate time right now to bring Scott into this conversation because he just heard all this.
Dominica, I am so sorry. I remember
I don't want to hear you sorry. Honestly, I don't want to see you again. I can't believe that you would call a radio station to, like, ask me out for you is the weirdest thing. Like, no. You got me.
Well, I wanted to know what happened. I thought
I thought
you got the cold shoulder. That's all. I thought I did something to you. I didn't realize it was about the park or, like, some person's wheelchair or.
Seriously? Okay, wait, guys. Hold on. Let's Scott answer to this. Did you really not know?
I remember so little after Norway. Like, we had this, it was like in a boot type thing. It was like this, you know, beer in a boot. And I'm sorry if I did anything embarrassing to Goofy or to Pluto or whoever. But, you know, we were having a good time. I felt kind of free.
You were having a good time. Like, the fact that you got my pass revoked, you have any idea how often I use that? That was like where I met my friends every weekend, and now I can't go.
If I can call, I'll call Disney and say it was my fault. If that'll help, I'm sorry.
They don't want to hear from you. They don't want to hear
enough from
you.
Okay, guys.
Well, that is them. They sound like a bunch of.
Okay, hey, we did our job. We got you guys talking. That's all we wanted to do.
Don't call me.
It's up to you. I mean,
Scott. Okay, don't call another radio station to call me. Don't call me. Get it?
So I guess that's a no.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Can we get to a chime time? About the second date update where got wrecked going around the world. Oh, man, so bad that he got her her Disney pass revoked.
That's bad because that's where people drink a lot.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's talk about worst places to drink or worst places to be drunk.
Okay.
Okay, Ash, you go first.
How about the first time you're meeting your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents? Like, the parents for the first time. Mm. Not a good idea.
Woo, good to meet you. Hey, your dad's handsome, too.
Fancy with the dad? Not a good idea.
Slater?
How about first day of work? You want your first impression to be good, meaning parents, but also your boss. And if there's like, is that alcohol I smell?
Yeah.
Mouthwash? It doesn't work out.
Okay, for me, worst place to be drunk? I don't know. You two are Catholic, right? There's that sacrament wine that goes around, right? When it's time to take that communion.
Oh, yeah.
So use it as a chaser? Is that what you're saying?
I've seen some people drink that whole goblet.
At church? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Worst place to
be drunk?
Being drunk
at church.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So you, good morning.
Definitely prom night.
What?
Oh, okay.
I feel ya.
No, because you're drinking like terrible, terrible drinks. You know, it's all sugary. You don't know what you're doing. You're in high school, like, and you just end up being the worst drunk, and then you have the worst hangover.
Smearing off ice.
Exactly.
Zima. It was Zima for me back in the day.
How old are you?
All right, so that's the chime time. Worst place to be drunk.
What's up, y'all? It's Jake Owen. Is it chime time? It's chime time. 844-254-9232. Call now.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K92.3.
We're having a chime time about the worst places to have one too many to be drunk, really, because the guy on second date got him kicked out of Disney.
Good morning.
Thanks for chiming in. So what's it for you?
Oh, mommy play dates.
Mommy play dates?
That's great.
Not if both mommies are drunk, right?
Somebody's got to be the designated babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Good morning.
Good morning. Reminder, about 20 minutes away from those Country 500 3-day passes at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's going to be great. That's this weekend. Don't forget, okay?
Rain or shine, we're going to get wet.
All right. 844-25. What does that mean?
It's going to be rainy, guys.
It's good. We're going to be soaked.
Yeah, but if it's or shine, then there is no
wet.
Well,
it's zero. It's going to be.
All right. 844-254-9232. The chime right now, if you want to chime in, is, worst places to drink, right? There's so many bad places, like schools, churches.
After that second date, he got her kicked out of Disney. She had an annual pass. She can't even use her annual pass anymore. So that's a huge bummer.
Good morning.
Good morning. For chime time?
Yeah. So who's this?
This is Karen from Sebastian.
Oh, Karen, everybody.
Hi.
So where's the worst place?
Your wedding reception.
Oh, okay.
I know somebody that did, and she ended up on, she was in jail for 2 months and had a year's probation.
No!
Oh, my God. What did she do?
You know, I'm not real sure because she won't disclose what she did.
What's her name? We can look it up real quick.
Typing.
Thank you so much for chiming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Bye.
K92.3, good morning.
Worst place to get drunk? Best man speech.
Ooh.
Seems like a good idea, and it's like the worst idea.
Another wedding.
You're nervous, and you're like, I got to pound some drinks. You get up, and you get up there, and you're like, bad day.
You're like, whoops, one too many.
I forgot your name.
I've known this guy since I was 5 years old, and then you're falling all over the place. It's bad. It's a bad look.
It looks great on video, though.
Memories.
K92.3, thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, I got an answer for the chime time. I'd say a funeral.
Ooh.
You got to pour some out for the people not with us no more.
Some for my homies.
Yeah, you're up there taking selfies, you know, with the body. You can get back.
Just jump in. Some coffins look comfy. Is this built for two?
Oh, my God.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.